This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, December 14th. Well, the stock market doesn't look too good on the surface, but I have the same message for you that I had yesterday, which is it's actually okay under the surface. So I'm checking my stocks now, and I got quite a few up. Actually, I lost count of how many are up more than 1% today, but it looks like I have 20-plus stocks up over 1%. Now, these are a lot of small caps that are rallying. The Russell 2000 is actually up today when the big indices are down, including NASDAQ. The other thing that's going on, despite a pretty scary producer price index report, that wholesale prices are soaring, the 10-year Treasury bond yield is yielding 1.46. So that's not bad. Now, 28 central banks around the world are meeting this week, and we're going to see what they're going to do. And I'm going to tell you right now, they're all going to undershoot fighting inflation. They're going to do something token, tapering a bit more or saying they're going to increase rates sometime, but they cannot raise rates as high as inflation is because the interest would destroy their economies. So while all this goes on, the U.S. dollar gets stronger and stronger. Why? Because we're less screwed up than a bunch of other countries. It's as simple as that. And that's because we're younger. You know, after World War II, Japan and continental Europe had a mess. They were cleaning up. We had a baby boom. So we are younger than other countries, and younger societies grow faster. And if you need any proof of that, just go to Utah. It's the fastest growing state in America. What does Utah do that the rest of us don't? They have a lot more kids, okay? And that creates a lot of household formation, okay? So they got a lot of great organic growth coming from Utah. The other thing the U.S. has, it has more orderly immigration. Now, I know that's a very sensitive topic, but the legal immigration is very high in this country, okay? And we give out a lot of work visas to very qualified immigrants that obviously pay into our tax system and social safety nets. So the U.S. is a better platform than other countries. What makes us great is if our 50 states are competing with each other, okay? And that competition just creates organic growth in America. So the dollar is very strong. We're going to have very good GDP growth this quarter. And, you know, the estimates are all over the place. But the worst estimates I can find are 5% from some economist, okay? And the Atlanta Fed will be updating their estimate on Wednesday after the retail sales report. But as I talk to you now, they're estimating 8.7% annualized GDP growth for this quarter. So this is stunning. This is stunning. And the Biden administration is starting to spin it that you can't have economic growth without inflation. Okay? And that spin has actually been led by Andrew Ross Sorkin on CNBC, that inflation is a good thing because it's because of strong, robust economic growth. Well, that is debatable. Of course, the energy inflation might have something to do with the federal drilling ban and some other things. But the bottom line is the spin is on. So let's dig into this producer price index today because it wasn't pretty. First of all, producer prices surged 0.8% in November. That's the fastest increase in the last 4 months. And they're now running at a 9.6% annual rate. Wholesale food prices rose 1.2% in November. Energy prices rose 2.6%. But excluding food, energy, and trade margins, the core PPI still rose 0.7%. So this is demonstrating that the inflation we have out there is no longer just transitory. As an example, wholesale cost of goods rose 1.2% in November. Wholesale services rose 0.7%. So this is why the Fed had to retire the word transitory, because they were hoping it was transitory, but they're wrong. So tomorrow's FOMC statement, Federal Market Committee statement, is going to be very, very interesting, okay? The Fed is going to have to do something. They're going to have a dot plot, and they're going to imply how many times they're going to raise short-term interest rates next year via the Fed funds rate. They're also going to imply how much they're going to reduce their tapering. And you know what? It really doesn't matter because as long as the dollar's strong, all this international money keeps pouring into America buying our bonds. And, you know, the Wall Street Journal reported last week that buybacks in the third quarter were the strongest ever recorded. So you might wonder, why are companies buying their stock back? Well, because they can go to the bond market and sell debt at 3% to 4%. A lot of times the return equity is a lot higher than that, and they just keep selling bonds and retiring stock. And, of course, when they issue stock options, they like to retire stock anyway. So one of the untold stories about the stock market is that it's not going up as much as earnings are going up. So its forecasted future P ratios are going down. So I feel very good about the markets. I think they are an oasis for inflation. I do think that the Fed's going to try to engineer a soft landing. That's always hard to do. And so we got a lot of interesting news that'll be coming out tomorrow. First, the retail sales report for November should be stunning, and then the FOMC statement. So I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions, but I do want you to know that a lot of our stocks are exhibiting relative strength under the surface. Today's more of a small cap relative strength. Not everyone's up, but enough are up that that shows there is a silver lining critical path to follow. And that means we're going to finish December on a strong note. It also means we're going to go into January and benefit from all that volume that pours in. And then we're going to benefit from another round of good earnings, okay? Now, the earnings are becoming more difficult because the year-over-year comparisons are causing sales and earnings momentum to slow down. But those few stocks that can sustain strong sales, earnings, and profit margin expansion will continue to emerge as market leaders. And a lot of those stocks, to be candid with you, are semiconductor stocks. So hang in there, folks. I know you don't like these gyrations in the market, but as far as I'm concerned, there's the... When we look at the tea leaves, what's happening under the surface, there's a lot of relative strength. There's a lot of positive things going on. And let's face it, if we are in a rip-roaring inflationary environment, the stock market's going to be one of your best oases. So that's it. It's Louis Navalier. I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions. Take care, everybody. Please enjoy the holidays.